good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, my name is Kern, and welcome to episode 53 of Blessing of Frost, also known this week as Blessing of Dinner, because as soon as this is done, I am going to have a delicious dinner.
How does that make it Blessing of Dinner?
Because I am so blessed to be able to have such a wonderful dinner after doing this podcast.
Hypothetically, assuming this doesn't run, you know, long with all the cool information we have.
It better not.
It
better not run long.
These people deserve a wonderful podcast, as long or short as that is.
And now you're just eating up time so that I don't get to have
that
delicious dinner.
That is shenanigans. I have no idea what you're talking about. But we should probably keep talking about nothing because it would amuse me.
Yeah, so Magic is here.
Yes, I'm here. I didn't eat dinner yet either. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but my dinner is cooking right now. Like, I made a spaghetti sauce that is, like, simmering on the stove. And so as soon as we're done here, I'm just going to, like, throw... Well, I actually have a pot of water waiting for the pasta.
I say, what was that word again?
It's pasta. I'm sorry, it's okay. Not pasta.
That's not a
pasta.
Real word, so let's move on.
You people are crazy. Anyway, so yes, let's move on.
Fine.
This is the Lore Master.
So, Lore Master.
Ah, you and your trying to eat. Fine. What did you do this week?
I made spaghetti sauce.
Whoa! Watch out.
No. Okay, let's see. I did some stuff on Kern. I did, what did I do? I want to say both halves of LFR on Kern. And I kicked ass. I did quite well.
To get some gear?
I want to get the bow off.
Which
of
bow?
Madness.
The name is?
I don't know.
Oh, nice.
It's better
so
than Amber's Messenger.
But you don't know what it is.
Do you know what Amber's Messenger is? Amber's Messenger is an eye level 346 blue that I got out of some dungeon. I don't even know what dungeon. And that is my current ranged weapon.
Well, I didn't say that I don't know. You should know what it is, though.
Vishanka or something like that? I don't even know.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. The chat room is saying that they can't hear you.
Yes, they can. I don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, what else did you do?
Oh, okay. What else did I do? I ignored the mage, primarily, except that he's going to be making me some money. I tanked a little bit on Madrana. On Baby Pally Madrana, over on Skywall. I made fortune cookies and fortune cards. Okay, wait.
What?
Moment
what now?
Of shock. I went to the auction house on Skywall, and I looked up fortune cookies because I wanted to see if it would be worth it to convert a few of my cards into fortune cookies. And there was only one stack of 20 up for 1,000 gold.
That's a pretty good price.
That... For fortune cookies?
Just saying.
Yeah.
Like, to sell at.
So, I made a few fortune cookies, and I put up 20 of them, 4 stacks of 5, for 249 gold each.
49 gold.
For one fortune cookie. That is about 50 gold per cookie.
Yeah, I don't think that may be worth it.
Apparently, some people thought it was. Because
I made
like 4,000 gold off of that.
That off of just fortune cookies.
Yeah.
I'd say you're a horrible person, but someone had to actually buy it. So,
I know. I'm pretty amused by that. And then obviously some fortune cards sold and right. So I took 10,000 gold from my bank over on Skywall. And using this add-on called Trade Skill Master, I basically got myself a shopping list for a bunch of enchants, which I can do on my mage.
Okay.
So I took the 10,000 gold, and it has an estimated profit of 8,000 gold. So for my 10,000 gold investment, I should get 18,000 gold, which would be great.
Hypothetically.
So I decide to go ahead and do that. And I made like, I don't know, probably about 18 or 21 different enchants, like Heart Song, Avalanche, Enchant Gloves Mastery, Enchant Gloves greater mastery, major agility to weapon, stuff like that. And things are going well. They're selling well. I have not made my 10,000 back yet, but I have
so
about
not even up to the profit yet.
I have about 20,000 gold worth of stuff on the AH right now on Skywall. So go buy it.
Go buy fortune cookies for what could easily be 200% what it should be.
Easily. That a fortune ridiculous. Cookie should be like maybe 10 gold, maybe 12. No, yeah, that's ridiculous. That's so I did that. Kern never did get the bow. I still don't have a proper tanking helm.
Remember?
Oh yeah, Maw the Dragon Lord, Girthalak, and then something else I don't care about.
Maw the Dragon Lord drops all the time.
Yeah, it's like such a good weapon though for a healer. I mean, like Raid Finder Maw is pretty much equivalent to, almost maybe better than, the heroic vagaries of time off heroic Morchok.
That is pretty savage, actually.
It's terrible. I mean, I wouldn't give up my frontal cone healing for anything, really.
Well, you have two of them now, don't you?
I have two normal mode maws, yes. One on each pally. Unfortunately, the baby pally is still the only one who has the shoulders off of Hagara. Heroic shoulders, no less.
The Maw does a frontal cone's worth of healing, correct?
Yes, so it's sort of like a Light of Dawn for my Light of Dawn.
I was actually saying that you already have, now you have two of that spell, because you have the Maw and you have Light of Dawn.
Yes, that is correct, sir.
So, there you go. Each paladin has two, you have four altogether now.
That's a lot of frontal cone healing.
My goodness.
That's like a lot.
So we're going to have to yell at you to stack up more often than we previously did, I guess.
Hey, I'm always stacked. That's why I'm on melee in Zanaz and stuff, even on normal.
Ah, well, lucky you trying to take advantage of your maws.
Let's see. So I basically ignored the mage, did some tanking on baby Pally Madrona, didn't get anything fun from my satchels. Did LFR on current... Oh, I did an LFR on baby Paladin Madrona healing for the first half of LFR, and I ranked on Zanaz. I blew everybody out of the water on every single fight, but it was just such a beatdown on Zanaz for whatever reason.
But it was LFR.
It was an LFR rank, but
so, you know.
But I ranked.
Kind of. But it's LFR.
I think it's kind of sad, really.
It's not, I don't like, say it, sad.
No,
but,
it's
know.
Not, it's not hard.
No, I never said it's hard.
Anyway, so, that,
it's,
like.
It's not LFR gunship. How about that?
True. Because
spine is LFR gunship.
Yes, that's true. Because you just sort of stand there and do nothing.
Yep, and you win. Hooray!
And you win. All right. So I think that that's about all. I did that and a bunch of recruiting. We want a warlock. Apply now. Thank you.
Yeah, we do need one of those. At least one.
Yep.
Maybe more. Definitely
maybe
more.
Like three or six or 12. I would take 12 warlocks, would you?
No. No, thank you.
I would 12, take maybe, a whole bunch.
Maybe one too many. 11.
11. I would take 11. Speaking of... Before we get into your week, I talked to Takari today.
Okay. And what happened?
And,
did the world explode?
No.
I don't know. You made it sound interesting, so you better blow me out of the water here with whatever you talked to Takari about today.
The world did not explode. However, I did discover the identity of people who are ranked higher than us on his list of favorite people.
All of them?
No. Just a couple.
Okay. Shoot.
Dayden is in there.
Really?
Yes.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
That's upsetting.
And Day is above us as well.
I'm
like, how is that possible? He's like, I've met him twice.
Yeah, so I could see how that works.
So he says that when he's next in New York and nearby you, maybe you'll get bumped up a couple of notches.
See? knocking you clear out of the race.
Clear out of the race, except that he said that if he's over here at some point, or in, you know, Eastern Canada at some point, that I should meet up with him for lunch. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'd go to lunch with you. And he's like, oh, good. I thought you were like avoiding me and Seattle, you know, like people like Kate Beckinsale do. I'm like, what? Apparently Kate Beckinsale has been avoiding him, and therefore Seattle.
See, that would make sense.
Yeah, something along those lines. So alrighty. That was kind of amusing. And I guess that's really all I have to say for this week.
Did you find out who kept swapping with me between 10 and 11 then?
I actually screenshotted the conversation, so I will go poke through that while you tell us all about your week.
So you do have a complete list, or you have...
I don't have a complete list. I have certain positions.
So you may have that person.
Yeah, let me...
You're not sure.
Let me go through.
All right. So you're done with your week then?
Yeah.
Okay. What did I do this week? I think I made... I don't know if I decided this last week or this week that I was deciding to fully gear the mage to current PvP standards. So I've been doing a lot of battlegrounds and such on the mage, which has been good and enjoyable. And I've probably picked up since about a week and a half ago, anywhere between 6 pieces of gear. I don't know. So
really?
I've got, yeah, a fair amount of season 11 stuff now, which I'm happy about, but not entirely. Before that, it was all season 9 nonsense. And I've been trying to get rid of all of that as quickly as possible.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. So I think I've finished off getting all the tier in mostly honor point related stuff, and then some of it, only like one or two pieces in conquest level. Not a ton, because I just recently started doing conquest related stuff with the mage. I guess in related news, I've been trying to figure out an arena team of some sort. Originally, I was thinking about doing it with Fog, with the rogue over there, but I haven't been able to really catch him in general online, so I haven't really had that ability yet, so we'll see.
He may be looking for you, by the way.
Oh, really? Did you talk to him?
Yeah, no, he is my brother. I do tend to talk to him fairly frequently.
Oh, okay.
We talked today, and he hit 85 on his mage, so he's looking for a tailor.
Okay. Well, was he PvPing on the mage, I assume?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. It
wouldn't be Fog,
I believe...
if you weren't currently gearing a PvP tune. And having 4 already.
I believe Merc said something along the lines of, oh good, just what you need, yet another tune to distract you.
Yay.
Yeah, that's my brother in a nutshell.
I heard the warrior is back over here at this point.
Yep.
Is that true? That is true.
That is confirmed. We have confirmation.
Huh. Interesting. That's fun. What else did I do this week? I don't think I did much. You know, I've been doing twos with Merc recently on the Paladin, and I've been slammed with real life related stuff, and then my water heater exploded. Oh, I guess I didn't talk about that at all yet.
In
do which,
tell.
Yes, no. Well, it got fixed yesterday on Saturday, and so it broke on Thursday. So my water heater broke on Thursday and started spilling water all over the basement. And what's the first thing closest to the water heater?
The server.
The server. Yay! In retrospect, not the greatest plan ever.
No.
So, quickly got it up on concrete blocks where it is still and it will remain from now on, even though we have since gotten our water heater fixed.
Yay.
But the pipe to the water heater, like that brings the water in, was rusted open, so we had no way to turn off the water to the water heater to get it to stop leaking, so we had to just turn the water off to the whole house.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Now, just to enlighten me here, and the listeners, you are living in a house with 4 men total, correct?
Yes, including myself. Why? What's that have to do with anything?
That's a lot of smelly dudes.
Listen, people went other places to shower in that time period, all right? I had to stop back by my parents' house when my friends went to the gym, so forth and so on. There were options. It's like nobody showered for 2 days or whatever.
Because that would be seriously kind of gross.
That would be kind of awkward. And that didn't happen, so there you go.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad that
you
guys put personal hygiene above other
above
stuff.
What?
I don't know.
Such as? I'd have to know exactly what
laziness?
You're talking about in order to determine whether or not it ranks higher. Laziness? It's kind of close, sadly. But, just saying.
Oh boy.
But that got fixed yesterday, and that's good. So now we have hot water and water in general. So I'm in a much happier place. Much cleaner
place. I
would imagine,
yes.
Although now I have to do laundry because I've been putting that off. Or I haven't been putting it off. I haven't had the ability to do laundry for like 3 days now. So I'm almost out of clothing. So I have to try and do that tonight or something. I have no idea.
Oh yeah, that's going to work out well considering we raid tonight.
Yeah, and we go straight from podcast into raid with almost zero downtime.
I am going to have dinner, damn it.
Okay, good luck with that. Let me know how that goes for you.
I will. In fact, it's actually time for me to go check on my meat sauce.
Whoa. Well, then I guess it's time to go into the next segment.
I guess so. Oh my god, my meat sauce smells so good.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. We're going to move on from that. So what's our next segment here?
Hot fix.
Hot fix. And do we have hot fixes?
We do, from February 23rd, which is not too long ago.
That's like 3 days ago.
How about that?
That's kind of long ago.
Yeah, it's not too bad. So, general, a completed character race change should no longer clear your active quests, which means...
Hint, hint, legendary people.
Exactly.
Seems kind of important.
Yeah, no, it's good that they finally got around to fixing that after, Firelands is no longer current content. So, good stuff.
There you go.
Multiple hunters attacking the same target should now see the proper benefit from noxious stings.
You're the only one playing the hunter. Did you notice that?
I don't even know what noxious stings is. I should
Excellent.
Probably look
so
into
we'll
that.
Assume no. Moving right along. All players identified as tanks in Raid Finder are now automatically labeled as assistant leaders.
That could either be really good or really bad.
That seems really hilarious.
I think hilarity will be the end result of that, yeah.
Interesting.
Noxious stings increases your range damage done on targets afflicted by your serpent sting by 10%.
Yeah, that seems kind of important. What spec is that in?
That's in survival, but like,
that you have, huh?
I have it. I know I've got the talent, and I know that I previously had read the tooltip, but it's not something. It's not like an ability that you use.
It's
not
like
I
read
steady
my
shot.
Abilities. It's just one of my talents.
Shut up.
Oh, okay. Moving right along, and the Firelands Lava Wielder's lava attack should now hurt players in the area of the visual effect. Awesome. That's just fantastic. I don't think I care.
Let's see. Items. The Blast of Corruption effect from Wrathrak, the poisonous mind.
Wrathrak.
will no longer hit creatures that are very far away when Wrathrak. Used with the Fire Nova ability. That sounds like a sort of a Starfall... random pull thing.
Seems awesome.
Ruthless.
Wrathrak. I just like saying Wrathrak.
Yeah, but Wrathrak. You'll never equip it because you have the legendary.
Can we get the Aflac duck to say it?
No.
Wrathrak.
Ruthless Gladiators, Foot Guards of Alacrity, Ruthless Gladiators, Boot of Cruelty, and Ruthless Gladiators, Boots of Alacrity have received a 25 stamina increase.
Hooray!
Yay.
Arm wraps got stam increase. There's PvP stuff got stam increase. That's it. That's what I'm
not
saying.
Not all things, but some things.
Yeah, but I'm not reading the whole list of like waistbands.
Okay, that's
that
fine.
That got plus 30 stam. Some stuff got plus. Some stuff got plus stam. Go check it out. Because you probably won't even notice. Because it's like 20 stam or 22 stam, and most of those things have like 300 stam.
Well, that's true. Let's see The quest Heeding the Call is no longer available to players, and I just looked that up. That is a druid quest, a horde druid quest, where you had to go speak with Turak Runetotem on the Elder Rise of Thunderbluff.
Wrathrak.
And you would get it in Silver Moon. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's so funny.
All right.
Silver Moon, yay! Again, my druid's like 80, whatever.
An alliance.
An alliance, so, that's ever mattered.
Right. So, let's see. MMO Champion says that patch 4.3.3 is being released on Tuesday.
I saw that.
It is basically to fix tooltips and various things like that. Oh. So it's not a really important patch. However...
So it's lame.
There is a very important note. If you currently are trying out the 64-bit version of WoW... you need to revert to the 32-bit version in order to upgrade, because the 64-bit version will not allow you to update your game, and thus you won't be able to play and log in.
Would you have to know if you had it or not?
What?
I mean, you had to download a 64-bit version?
You don't have it.
Okay. Good. Although, actually, I would have used it had I have known.
Well,
but
I was
now that
thinking
I didn't
about
know,
it.
It's even better.
I was thinking about it, but now it's like, oh, that's uncool.
Right, and you don't really want that happening in the future either, so
is it
really worth it until it's out for... Is it doing, like, 64-bit beta testing or something?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, well, that's probably not worth it. It's screwing with something that, you know, is kind of what you do a very... I wouldn't say majority of the week, but a fair amount of the week, and then messing with that is a bad plan.
A very bad plan, especially on a raid night, like what happened to our buddy Inner, who had to, like, redo his add-ons or his keybinds or something. He had issues.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't need that. It seems to be working okay as of right now, so forget it.
It is apparently a very good frame per second increase, according to Joe Ego. However, you still need to downgrade in order to get the update on Tuesday.
Well, can you then update it after that, or is that...
I don't think so. I don't know
how it works.
I don't think the 64-bit client will have been updated, so we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Oh, well, I guess we'll see what happens then. You're right. Maybe I'll think about it after that, but sounds like too much of a hassle right now to really even think about.
Agreed.
Forget it.
All right, into Molly.
Molly?
Molly!
Okay. Yeah, we got some user mail and tweets and stuff, which is
awesome. Why is it interesting? Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome, but also interesting. Some stuff to think about. Some stuff to discuss.
Okay, so go ahead.
First up, we got an email from Nightwill talking about some add-ons that we kind of left out of that podcast.
Oh, really? We missed some?
How is that even possible? Add-on control panel. This is actually one that I use constantly.
That was a really big one to miss, actually.
We are bad.
Oh, crap.
It adds a button, as Nightwolf says, to the general menu when you hit escape. That lets you turn add-ons on and off and then reloads so they're changed in the game without logging in or out. So if you want to run Gatherer and then slim down for a raid, you can easily do so. This is actually one of the best add-ons I have ever encountered in my life.
And one of the worst ones to skip because it works with all the other add-ons.
Yeah, we are bad.
No, she's bad.
Shut up.
I had a temporary loss of sanity.
Okay, so you're crazy and I'm bad. Got it.
Yep.
Okay, so add-on control panel, definitely check that out. The link will be at blessingofrost.com.
The next one that was suggested was Elephant. Up to 1,000 lines of recorded text log per chat channel. So you can catch whispers easily after a fight or coming back from an AFK, which... I don't know if I will use, but I like the idea because I know how that can feel sometimes. You know how many lines you get normally?
No.
Oh, me either.
Not a lot, though. That's for sure. Because if you're trying to keep up with guild chat and then you go to an LFR and then all the loot goes out and you get all the rolls and everything, then your guild chat scrolled way the hell off your screen.
I know this
for a fact.
Interesting.
Then there's an add-on suggested by Nightwill that I've never actually heard of before. So it's called GTFO.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it already.
Nightwill says, this is the only vital reading add-on that I have that you didn't mention. It gives an audible warning when you're in bad. No matter how flashy and distracting other things are, you know you're in bad and need to move. Sound level has some relation to the level of bad. It saved me so many times because in all the different warnings, I missed the you're an idiot taking X amount of damage going across my screen.
Huh.
So that's handy. And wow, Farley and Joe Ego in the chat room are both like, yeah.
Big fans.
For the MFW.
Yeah. They're
especially
big fans.
When you're stuck healing, like looking at your healing bars and you might not notice, I don't know, the black blood of, I don't know, Shuma, is it? I don't even know.
Shuma
black
Gorath.
Blood of the earth. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Shuma Gorath. I see what you did there.
Yep.
Let's see.
What else?
Oh, we got a... So that was all from Nightwolf. So thank you, Nightwolf. We really appreciate it.
Fantastic.
We got an email from someone named Neil, who plays Asylum as a Shammy and Pole Dancer as a Pally. It's a note saying, "Hi, I am from Australia, and when Kern did an Aussie, 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 oi, it was so exciting."
Nice.
So there. Although for some reason I kept thinking of moose, which I think is awesome. So keep that up. I commented on your blog a while ago that you should stop busting Magic's balls, but I've come to learn that Magic might like it and he wouldn't have it any other way.
That is questionable, but we'll go with that for now. Why not?
Oh, man. I really look forward to your podcasts. It is great listening. My main is Arresto Shammy. We just got Heroic Yorsaj, so now 2 of 8 Heroic, so grats. But awesome. On our second team, I heal on my Pally, Pole Dancer, don't judge. We are 1 of 8 Heroic. We are 1 of 8 Heroic and want to know about Beacon. I always have trouble with what's the best strat for Beacon. Can you enlighten me? Cheers from, and this is how they pronounce it in Australia, Melbourne, not Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia.
Are you from Australia?
I'm not, but I know people from Australia.
You can probably pronounce it however you'd like then.
I will default to what they say. So that's like Melbourne and Brisbane instead of Melbourne and Brisbane.
You and your Quebec.
Hey, hey, hey. Screw
hey,
you.
Hey.
So
is for horses. Yeah, go ahead. So I'm gonna fall asleep here for about 5 minutes. And why don't you just drone on about Beacon while I
It'll be quick because okay, I have, you know, sauce to check
that.
On.
You and quick just does not exist, but go right ahead.
Basically, back in the day, we used to use Beacon on the tank that we weren't healing.
In the old days.
Exactly, because there was, like, no benefit at all to casting directly on your tank. Nowadays, due to the Tower of Radiance talent, which you should have, you get holy power whenever you cast Flash of Light or Divine Light on your beaconed target. Thus, in most cases, I would recommend, especially because Beacon is not 100% transfer anymore, it's only 50%, I would recommend beaconing your active tank that you're healing. You can cross beacon your tanks, depending on how many pallies you have in the raid, that might be a viable strategy for you. But if you're looking to maximize your holy power gain, I would definitely put it on your own tank.
All right.
Yeah, see, that was quick.
That was it?
That was quick.
You sure? You don't have 20 more minutes
to
talk
Let's
about
go.
How you
Let's go.
Use Beacon? Oh, okay. What else is there? We have more stuff.
We have a tweet.
We had questions, too, I thought.
Well, maybe that's the tweet and the question.
Oh, weren't there two others as well?
What? Maybe.
I don't remember. I thought I asked you to write them down, but clearly you have not done that.
No.
All right, fine. Just go to the tweet.
No, you're right. Where did I put that piece of paper? Hang on.
Duh. Not to say duh, but duh. I think she's actually off physically looking for that piece of paper.
I got it.
All right, so those first.
So, Oathblade, who I believe is also Nightwill, tweeted us with, I can't read my own handwriting. Dragon Soul nerf not applied to Raid Finder difficulty, and why?
Thank God, because if it applied to the Raid Finder, I could actually literally sleep my way through it. Next question.
No, it's true. It's because Raid Finder already has, like, the assumption that you're running at, like, maybe 50% capacity, like, of ability to do stuff.
Like, I mean, is that really it, or is it just that it's, you know, the if you're having problems, 10% or 5% to the bosses isn't really going to do it. It's going to be bigger issues.
Yeah, like bigger issues like not even hitting the button on Altraxion will wipe you. Like, right. It's so dumb.
So what's the point in nerfing something where you're not already going to die to it?
Exactly. I guess it would just be to, like, make it go faster, but whatever.
But apparently they still think it's tuned enough for that, so.
Yeah, they think it's appropriately tuned, and
right.
Okay, sure. Also, Oathblade asks if we think that they're going to short shift the annual pass people when it comes to beta and just give us beta for, like, a stress test or something like that.
To which I went, yawn, I don't have the beta, nor do I care.
You will have the beta.
Maybe.
You will. You have the annual pass.
No, I don't.
What?
I don't have the annual pass. That's what I'm saying. No.
Really?
Yeah, I definitely didn't go with the annual pass, and I actually thought about it, and I decided not to.
I thought we talked about it anyway. Okay.
We did talk about it, but I changed... Oh, I don't even...
You changed your mind, okay.
I was going to say, I changed my mind, but I don't even think we reached, like, a decision on that. All I know is that I definitely don't have the annual pass, so, like I said, yawn.
To which I said, if they actually do that and I don't actually get beta access, screw you, I'm going home.
Oh, okay.
As in, I'm taking my toys and I'm going home.
I figured I knew what it was. I did like a three-page long blog by you about something similar to that. So, you know.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would be unimpressed.
That's it? Unimpressed?
Unimpressed.
Well, I guess we'll leave it at that then. Because if Kern's unimpressed, then you may as well not even own the game.
Exactly. I can't say that with a straight face.
What she says goes.
Yes. All right. Okay. So Randy Light tweeted us. Do you want to take this one?
Sure. I saw this question and I thought it was a really, really, really good question. His question was, do you think the fact that you may be leaving for Miss MOP is hampering recruitment at this stage of the expansion?
So go ahead. Answer.
I said maybe. And it was actually something that I hadn't really even thought about, which is not like me, because normally I'm on top of thinking about that kind of stuff. But I don't know what the percentage of people... I feel like I've read so much negativity about it that I've just kind of felt like most people are in that boat. And I haven't heard from a single person like, oh my god, I can't wait for that next Myst raid.
I think the only person in our guild who has said, like, I cannot wait for this is... Hotoku, when he thought that pandas could be druids, which I don't think that they can be, so now he's all upset, I think.
So, I mean, the question is, do we... Let me just chime in.
I don't think it's hampering recruitment. I think what is more hampering recruitment, because we're not the only people. Like, I'm doing recruitment right now, and it's painful. It's like pulling teeth. But, I mean, on every thread that I go to post in, there's like a dozen of the same people from the last thread I posted in. People are looking for people. It has been this way throughout the entire expansion. And I think that now that LFR is available, allowing you to kill Deathwing, and I think that now that, you know, people are already anticipating Mists of Pandaria, I think that now people are just starting to atrophy and, like, not really want to play, not really care. It's like, well, I killed Deathwing on LFR. It doesn't matter. I don't care. You know, I don't need, you know, the normal version of the gear. Whatever. Who cares? So I think that that has more to do with it. Do I think that the fact that I may be leaving is actually impacting our recruitment? I'll say possibly, but I don't think so. I think that more to the point, it's everything else. Because people, recruits, or potential recruits, have asked me what our plans are, and I've been very upfront with them, and they've still joined the guild. So I don't know that my up-in-the-air-ness about it is really causing too much of an issue.
I would say I think that it may not be the main issue, and I don't think that's a reason that we don't have, you know, that we aren't having that many recruits, but I think that it doesn't necessarily help in general. I mean, it having that negative outlook is just, first off, says that you're already thinking negatively about it, which some people, you know, they don't want anything to do with that if it's all negative, but I'm not sure.
It's true, but you have to think about how available that negativity is. Yeah, I mean, if you talk to me about it, I'll be like, yeah, screw Mists, whatever, but otherwise, you have to go digging through my blog or listen to this podcast, and how many people really do that? in order to really
find
out... Only
awesome people do that, so who knows?
In order to really find out how I feel about it personally. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more I think about how I know other people in the guild are disenchanted with the idea of Mists, but it doesn't mean that there won't be an apotheosis in Mists, even if I'm not part of it. There's a lot of stuff to look at and stuff that we could take care of and put people into various positions to ensure that, you know, we will be on top of things. So I...
Assuming that everything turns out to not be, or I don't know, with the amount of ways that people are talking, everything turns out the way that everyone thinks it's going to turn out.
Well, I basically, like, there are steps that we can take. If the majority of the guild wants to continue to raid, then there's no reason why the rest of the guild can't raid.
Assuming it's not, you don't want to.
Even if I don't want to. And, you know, it's not like I'm capable of stepping away so far back that I wouldn't help plan everything out. I was really organized to plan for the start of Cataclysm, and that worked out really, really well. And I think that I could do the same sort of thing, even if I don't actively raid in Mists. It's not like I would just be like, oh, well, screw you guys.
Goodbye, forums. Yeah. You're the worst.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't leave my forums. My forums are my forums.
Were you gonna say they're your baby?
No, they're my forums. I host the forums. I host the website. Oh, well, like, it really is my guild in terms of, you know, the community aspect. Like, I'm really responsible for a lot of the community aspect of it.
The nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you host the forums.
Do you know that...
I don't.
No.
Will you tell me?
Apotheosis-now.com. The most referrals it gets from any other website
is from
on the
Kern's
internet
Corner,
is
I'm
from
sure.
my blog. Yeah,
of course.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's
and
interesting.
This podcast.
No.
Yes.
No.
A close second. Likely.
Oh my god, no. So, Sareth in chat, who's one of our officers, he says that he will be here and he can't wait for Mists. And Farley says, I'm really looking forward to Mists, but I really love the Asian theme. I love getting to explore the Pandaren starter area at BlizzCon and sucker for the art. So, yeah. I believe that there will still be a fair amount of people in general, but whether or not all of our ideas align is something else entirely. But we'll see.
We have a lot of time. That's the bottom line.
We have a lot of time.
/ raid.
What did we do this week, Madge?
We killed heroic bosses in the Dragon Soul.
Yes, we did. And what heroic bosses did we kill?
We killed Morchok.
Yes.
We killed Hagara.
Yes.
And we killed Yorzhov.
Yes.
And we almost killed Ultraxian.
Yes, but wait, are you missing one?
Am I?
Yeah, I think you are.
I don't know. I don't know if I am missing one.
I think you are. I think you're missing out on the fact that we killed heroic Xanaz.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Or you're not missing out on the fact that I'm trying to delay your dinner.
You, sir, are an ass.
This is true.
So, yeah, we killed heroic Xanaz this week, which was a guild first. That was an amazing feeling. And the Yorzhov kill, which was our first repeat kill, which I'm always nervous about, went beautifully. Two-shotted.
I told you so.
Yeah, you did. That's
I always
true.
Do. You consistently overreact.
And underestimate us.
We aren't going to be able to do it.
Yeah, but see, every time I underestimate us, then I am pleasantly surprised. And every time I overestimate us, then unfortunately, I am quite often let down.
Anyway, so that's what happened.
We got heroic Ultraxion to 8%.
On
which
the
is
first night of attempts.
Insane, like crazy, like joke. 12 attempts, and that was like attempt number 7 or something.
Yeah, so that went well.
I gotta say that if anti-magic shell works for that fight the way I think it will work, we may have a kill tonight. We might.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be fantastic. So, and let's see what happened. Inner got our hunter. Got promoted to Raider, so congratulations.
Okay. Yay, congrats.
But we've got no new recruits this week.
Nope.
So, hey,
sad
you,
pandas.
App now, we are looking for range DPS of all kinds.
Warlocks.
Warlocks especially. We also really would love a Resto Shaman and an Enhancement
Maybe a
Shaman.
Shadow Priest?
We would take a Shadow Priest. We would take
an exceptional
a Hunter.
Shadow Priest.
We would take, like, any number of Warlocks. We kind of want to stay away from the mage thing because we already have two and then one in his trial. So not a mage, really. We would also take another Moonkin.
Oh, yeah, we've never had more than one. We've had 2 week period.
We've had two total this whole expansion.
Yeah.
And both of them have like stayed with us for quite some time, but I don't think that they really overlapped.
It was close, but I have to agree.
With regards to Rat Pallies, I would look at another one, but I gotta say, I'm pleased thus far with our newest applicant, Jack Lalane.
Yep. Rat Paladin.
Rat Paladin is very nice. It was really nice to have our mages be able to go fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So was that it for this week? Just,
I think that's it.
Hurric, I'll track you on tonight, maybe. We're going to work on him for 2 hours, so tune in next time for the continuing story.
Go ahead. Are you going to finish it?
Of a quack who's gone to the dogs.
All right. We're done with this.
All right. On to general chat?
General chat.
But first, I need to stir my sauce.
General chat, sir.
Oh my god, my sauce smells so good.
Yeah. Could you stop talking about that? Because I don't even know what it is, but shut up.
Okay. So this week's general chat is the first half of the look at the new updated talents for each class in Mists of Pandaria.
But why only half?
Because I have meat sauce waiting for me.
And I greatly underestimated the number of talents that exist.
Also that.
Yeah, that happened.
What we're going to do is we're going to go briefly through the talents in the first five classes alphabetically. So Death Knights down through two Paladins. And we'll deal with
the... Oh, that list is actually alphabetically. I did not even know that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Monk was up front. Well, it's not up yet, but it is there.
So we're going to start out with Death Knights and go all the way through Druids, Hunters, Mages, and Paladins. And we'll talk a little bit about each talent, whether we think it's PvE, PvP, and whether or not it sucks.
Yeah.
But.
But. The big, big highlighted but.
We could be wrong.
Very wrong.
Very, very
wrong. I'm
wrong
often. Ask my fiance all the time. I haven't been right in 9 years. You wouldn't believe that, but it's incredible. I didn't even know that until recently. I was like, but no. Are you sure? She's like, yes, I'm very sure. You've never been right. My God, damn.
Oh my God, okay. So
I guess so.
Let's start out with Death Knights. At all level 15, you can pick either Roiling Blood, Vile Spew, or Unholy Blight.
Roiling Blood. Your blood boil ability now also triggers pestilence if it strikes a diseased target.
Good, bad, what?
I like it.
Okay. Vile Spew. I know that Raids likes this because this is so gross. I'm like, are you serious? Is that a thing?
Like,
and he's
spew.
Like, yes. Vile Spew causes an undead minion to erupt in a shower of bile,
awesome.
Dealing 249 shatter damage to all enemies within 40 yards of the minion and infecting them with blood plague and frost fever. And Raids is really looking forward to this. And I'm like, I am not.
Why?
It sounds
don't
good,
you,
though.
You don't want to be spewed?
No,
spewed.
I don't want to be thrown up on. Thank
spew.
You. Ew.
Unholy Blight surrounds the Death Knight with a vile swarm of unholy insects for 10 seconds, stinging all enemies within 10 yards every 1 second, infecting them with blood plague and frost fever.
So,
and a half minute cooldown.
It seems
all of
to
these
me...
things give diseases. Except the roiling blood.
Well, it triggers pestilence. Is that a disease?
It's not.
Okay. So, yeah, Vile Spew and Unholy Blight just seem like a way to spread your dots and stuff. What is Roiling Blood? Like, what is pestilence?
Pestilence spreads diseases.
Oh. Okay, yeah, so spreading... It's the spreading of disease tree, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So all good for anything, basically?
Seems great.
Okay.
I have no idea. Moving along. Lichborn.
Level
is
30.
Lichborn.
You can get Lichborn, which is the same. Anti-Magic Zone, which is the same.
Yep.
And Icy Grip, which is interesting.
Reduces the cooldown of your Death Grip by 15 seconds and causes your Death Grip to reduce the movement speed of target by 50%. I hate it. Seems terrible.
Is that really terrible for PvP to give you a snare? Or,
I mean
you already have
that
snare.
To Lichborn and Anti-Magic Zone. And Anti-Magic Zone's a little less useful. But have you read Lichborn?
Draw upon unholy energy to become undead for 10 seconds. While undead, you are immune to charm, fear, and sleep effects. Yeah, Lichborn or for PvP or Anti-Magic Zone for PvE, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know about Icy Grip. I mean, it doesn't look terrible, but I feel like in a PvP situation, I'm always picking Lichborn over Icy Grip.
Okay, that's fair. I think maybe a tank would take Icy Grip then, to because that's a taunt, right? Death Grip is a taunt?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it is. But the cooldown is only... I mean, the cooldown is 15 seconds, but the movement speed... I don't know. It's okay.
Not okay enough. But so we definitely like Lichborn and Anti-Magic Zone in general.
Of course.
All right, level 45.
Death's Advance. Movement impairing effects may not reduce you below 75% of normal movement speed. Love
so if
it.
Someone else icy grips you, you're not 50%, you're at 75%. Got it.
Chillblains, the same.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Asphyxiate. That seems ridiculous. Lifts an enemy target off the ground and crushes their throat with dark energy. So you're like Darth Vadering them. Stunning them for 5 seconds. Functions as a silence if the target is immune to stuns.
1 minute cooldown replaces strangulate.
Ah, see, there you go.
Interesting.
I love Death's Advance in PvP just because Death Knights don't have a lot of, self-cooldowns to stay alive. So being able to get away and even partially kite on occasion. Well, they're not kiting that often. They're usually killing, but still, the non-slowing effect is pretty good. Although asphyxiate seems pretty banana sandwich.
And I would say that Chillblains sounds like it's still useful if we have PvE encounters where you would still need things slowed, like on Heroic Magma or on Heroic Conclave and stuff.
Definitely.
So, I like it.
60.
Death Pact. 2 minute cooldown. Drain vitality from an undead minion, healing the Death Knight for 50% of his maximum health and causing the minion to suffer damage equal to 50% of its maximum health.
Which is still pretty similar. It doesn't sacrifice the minion. I guess Death Pact is going away as a standard spell.
I guess.
Death Siphon. 40-yard range instant cast. Deals 29-20 shadow damage to an enemy, healing the Death Knight for 75% of the damage dealt.
So this is the self-healing one.
Yeah, Vamp Blood, which is still Vamp Blood.
Yeah, all solid choices, but I'm a fan of Vampiric Blood.
Well, for tanking.
Yeah.
And then, I guess you probably have tanking PvP PvE, obviously, for all of these.
So it looks like, yeah.
Death Pact is PvP, Death Siphon closer to PvE, I assume.
I think so. And then Vampiric Blood for tanking.
Right.
75!
Blood Tap. Each damaging Death Coil, Frost Strike, or Rune Strike generates a Blood Charge, up to maximum 6 Blood Charges. Blood Tap consumes 3 to activate a random, fully depleted rune as a Death Rune.
I have no idea what that is. This is all rune stuff, though.
Yeah. Runic Empowerment. When you land a damaging Death Coil, Frost Strike, or Rune Strike, you have 45% chance to activate a random, fully depleted rune. Blood Tap has nothing to do with runic power. Only runes. Are you saying, all these have to do with runes, not runic power? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Runic Corruption. When you land a damaging Death Coil, Frost Strike, or Rune Strike, you have a 45% chance to activate Runic Corruption, increasing your rune regeneration rate by 100% for 3 seconds.
Yeah, so...
all to do with runes. Okay.
And I'm not even going to take a stab at PvP, PvE or whatever.
90.
I don't feel like getting mocked right now any more than I already am. 90. Gore Fiend's Grasp. 30-yard range, 1 minute cooldown, instant cast. Shadowy tendrils coil around all enemies within 20 yards of a target, hostile or friendly, dealing 23-24 shadow damage and pulling them to the target's location.
Now, does that mean that it'll basically life
grip? Sounds like a gravity well.
So is it going to life grip people over to you as well? Like friendly targets as well?
I mean, I assume it grabs all the people to a single place.
Well, yeah, to where you're standing.
No, to where they're standing. To whoever you targeted, where they're standing. You getting it?
No.
So you're targeting coil around all enemies within 20 yards of a target. So you can choose a hostile or a friendly, and then it drags everybody to that target's location.
Interesting. That means that, like, somebody could use that to help a tank out.
Yeah, hypothetically.
For example. Okay.
Remorseless
Raid
Winter.
Oh, Raid says it turns someone into a magnet. That's a great way of putting it. Thank you.
Gravity well.
No. Okay, so Remorseless Winter. Isn't this what the Lich King did?
surrounds the Death Knight with a swirling tempest of frigid air,
yep.
dealing 374 frost damage to enemies within 8 yards every 1 second for 8 seconds. Each time it deals damage, it reduces enemy movement speed by 15%, stacking to 5 times.
Upon receiving a 5th application, an enemy will be stunned for 6 Good seconds.
God.
Holy crap.
That is horrifying.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's PvP.
Seems about
but
right.
That's what the Lich King did between phases. That's kind of awesome.
That's true. Desecrated Ground, instant cast, 2-minute cooldown, corrupts the ground in an 8-yard radius beneath the Death Knight, dealing 1,125 shadow damage every second for 10 seconds while standing in it. The Death Knight is immune to crowd control effects.
PvP?
Well, immune to crowd control effects usually screams PvP.
Yeah.
But, at the same time, it means that people can move out of it versus not moving out of it.
That's true. Interesting.
Intriguing. Seems cool. A lot of cool stuff. Some good old favorites like Lichborn and Vampiric Blood. Glad those aren't going away, but cool.
Yep,
I'm a fan.
Right. On to Druids.
Alright, go.
15. This is the movement one. You've got Feline Swiftness, which just increases your movement speed by 15%. Displacer Beast, 3-minute
Displacer
cooldown.
Displacer Beasts are awesome.
Okay.
For those who know what they are.
I don't know what they are.
They're awesome.
Teleports the druid up to 20 yards forward and activates cat form and prowl. My question is, if it activates prowl, will it still do that if you're in combat?
I have no idea.
I like that idea. Okay. Wild charge. Holy crap. Oh, stupid druids. Look at all this. Wild charge grants a movement ability that varies by shapeshift form. 15-second cooldown. Non-shapeshifted, fly to an ally's position. Bear form, charge to an enemy, immobilizing them for 4 seconds. Cat form, leap behind an enemy, dazing them for 3 seconds. Moon can form, bound backward. What are you now, like a
Disengage.
Hunter?
Disengage.
Yeah. Travel form, leap forward 20 yards. Aquatic form, increases swim speed by an additional 200% for 5 seconds.
Welcome back to, what is it? Aura Mastery for Crusader, but in
yes,
the water.
Yes, seriously. My guess there would be Feline Swiftness as your default PvE, 15% increased movement speed.
Yeah, it doesn't seem bad at all. Although Displacer Beast seems kind of crazy.
It's kind of neat looking, but I'd like to know if Prowl will ignore combat or not.
Yeah, no clue.
All right. 30, Nature Swiftness, Renewal, and Cenarian Ward. Nature Swiftness is interesting.
Isn't not Nature Swiftness?
First of all, it's got a 1-minute cooldown instead of like a 3-minute cooldown. And it says, when activate your next Cyclone, Entangling Roots, Healing Touch, Hibernate, Nourish, Rebirth, or Regrowth spell becomes instant free and castable in all forms. So that's interesting. You can get a Bear Druid to cast Rebirth if they pick up Nature Swiftness. And except, the healing and the duration of the spell is increased by 50%.
Except who knows if they will get that because of Renewal, the next talent, which
Ooh.
Is an instant cast 2-minute cooldown that instantly heals the druid for 30% of their maximum health.
Okay, yeah, that's
like
what bears will get.
Seems like a tank cooldown.
I think so.
Cenarian Ward, 22% of base mana, 30-second cooldown, 40-yard range, protects a friendly target, causing any damage taken to heal the target for 4,000 every 2 seconds for 6 seconds. Gaining the healing effect consumes the ward, usable in all shapeshift forms. I guess all of these have to be usable in all shapeshift forms because they don't know what you are choosing necessarily.
Very interesting that it protects a friendly target. This sounds like a combination of Sacred Shield and Living Seed.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. 45. Fairy Swarm, Mass Entanglement, and Typhoon. This seems to be the CC.
Fairy Swarm. CC one.
Yeah.
Sort of. Grants an improved version of Fairy Fire that also reduces the target's movement speed by 50% for 15 seconds. Gross.
This talent replaces Fairy Fire.
Gross. Mass Entanglement, 30-yard range, 2-minute cooldown, roots your target in place for 20 seconds and spreads to additional nearby enemies, affects 5 total targets. Damage caused may interrupt the effect, usable in all shapeshift forms.
Crazy.
And Typhoon, which is Typhoon.
Yeah, usable in all shapeshift forms. Can you imagine a bear typhooning?
Soon.
Yeah, I guess.
Awkward. Level 60.
Soul of the Forest. Asina's Blessing grants a benefit which varies by your combat specialization. So if you're balanced, when a lunar eclipse ends, you gain 20 solar energy, and when a solar eclipse ends, you gain 20 lunar energy. Feral, which is the cat form, your finishing moves grant 2 energy per combo point. Guardian, which is bear. Mangle now generates an additional 2 rage. And Restoration, you gain 50% haste for your next spell when you cast Swiftman. Ooh, that's pretty. I like that.
Interesting. Incarnation.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, these are so long. I'm just throwing that out there.
My pasta is waiting for me.
Activate superior shapeshifting form appropriate to your specialization for 30 seconds. You may freely shapeshift in and out of this form for its duration. Balance, Chosen of a Loon. Imp Moonkin form that also has lunar and solar power generation while in an eclipse and doubles it while not in an eclipse. King of the Jungle, improved cat form that allows the use of all abilities which normally require stealth and allows the use of prowl while in combat, aka Shadow Dance. Son of Ursoc, improved bear form that reduces the cooldown on melee damage abilities and growl to 1.5 seconds. Restoration, Tree of Life. Tree of Life form. It's still Tree of Life form.
Oh, yeah.
It's different.
Well, it more or less the same.
Increases healing done by 15, increases armor by 120, enhances life bloom while blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've seen it.
Yeah.
And then Force of Nature, which is Force of Nature.
Yeah, Treants. So, Moonkins, you can still have your buddies.
75.
Disorienting Roar.
Go.
Invokes the spirit of Ursul to roar, disorienting all enemies within 10 yards for 4 seconds. Usable in all shapeshift forms. That's about 30. That's a 30-second cooldown. Ursul's Vortex, 30-second cooldown, 30-yard range. Conjures a vortex of wind at the destination location that pulls all enemies within 15 yards toward
Gravity
it.
Well.
Last 15 seconds. Usable in all shapeshift forms.
Rathrak.
And...
And
Mighty Bash, 50-second cooldown, invokes the spirit of Ursoc to stun the target for 5 seconds, usable in all shapeshift forms.
Oh, you had a hammer, and now you don't. You
what?
Are not special.
What are you talking about?
It's just a stun.
As opposed to
Hammer Hodge. I don't know. Like, every class is getting a stun.
Oh, okay.
Like Hammer of Justice or Throwdown or, you know, this.
All right, 90. Heart of the Wild, 6-minute cooldown.
Oh,
that is a long cooldown.
God.
I'll read it. Dramatically improves the druid's ability to serve combat roles outside of normal specialization for 45 seconds. Balance. Healing spells generate lunar or solar energy and benefit from lunar and solar eclipse. In addition, 50% of intellect as agility, 100% of hit rating as expertise rating, and increases armor by 95% while in bear form. Jeez. Okay.
Feral sounds awesome.
Grants 50% of agility as intellect, increases hit rating by 100%, and increases armor by 95% while in bear form. In addition, regenerates 2% of maximum mana every 5 seconds.
Can I shorten this? It makes you work in any of your forms, essentially, what all of these are saying.
Yeah, basically.
So it does exactly that. Dramatically improves druid's ability to serve combat roles outside normal specialization. So you can do any of those for a limited amount of time.
So you can pinch tank, you can pinch heal, you can pinch DPS.
Right, exactly. So, interesting. Seems
all right.
Cool. I'm
Dream
fan.
Of Cenarius. Wrath, Starfire, Star Surge, and melee abilities increase healing done by your next healing spell by 30%. Non-instant casts of Nourish, Healing, Touch, and Regrowth increase the damage done by your next damaging spell or ability by 30%. Each of these bonuses lasts 30 seconds and cannot be gained more often than once every 30 seconds.
Huh.
Or Disentanglement. Shapeshifting now removes roots.
Oh, man.
PvP.
It removes roots again.
In addition, shifting into a form heals the druid for 20% of maximum health. This heal cannot be received more often than once every 30 seconds.
Silly. And that always used to happen, by the
way. It
did. For those of you that didn't know that.
You know, like a holy paladin, we now have to spec for sacred cleansing, which will remove a magic effect. But for years, as soon as we got cleanse,
we could cleanse it
all. So, like, I've always resented putting that talent point there, and now I understand druids. I understand if you feel resentment for that, but I think that the 20% heal is a nice touch. It's sort of like, sorry, but here.
But here, have something you can only use every 30 seconds.
All right, that's druids. On to hunters. I haven't even looked at this.
Well, good news. You're going to get to look at it right now.
All right, movement speed increases, I guess, at level 15. Post-haste, your movement speed is increased by 60% for 4 seconds after you use disengage. Isn't that cool. A glyph? I think that might be a glyph or a talent
now. Actually.
Evasiveness increases your chance to dodge attacks and resist spells by 100% for 3 seconds when you use disengage.
Cool.
And exhilaration. Okay, so this is the disengage tree, obviously. Or
yes, obviously.
Tier. When you disengage, you are instantly healed for 15% of your total health.
Huh.
I like that one. That's probably a PvP one.
Well, they all seem relatively
they
PvP.
They all seem PvP-ish, but that, I mean, extra healing done to you when you're just trying to get range on someone, I think that's awesome.
Yeah. The next ones are not exciting at all. Because
level 30.
I pretty much have to do is read them, and you already know what they all are.
Silencing shot,
Wyvern Sting, and Intimidation, all of which are
pretty much the same.
Exactly the same.
Level 45, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Chimera.
God,
whenever,
really?
I know. Whenever you are hit by a melee attack, the cooldown of your disengage is instantly reduced by 4 seconds. That is a PvP talent. Whenever you are hit by a ranged attack or spell, the cooldown of your deterrence is instantly reduced by 8 seconds. These effects have a 2-second cooldown.
My God. Oh, good. Okay. They have a 2-second cooldown. It'd be like a rogue stabbing you, and you could disengage every every 5 seconds or less. Just watch a hunter bouncing around in the back of an arena.
Just a note, Joe reminds us that paladins couldn't ever cleanse curses, which is true.
Oh no!
And he's like, that's why we kept mages around. So yes,
of course.
Good call.
Aspect of the Iron Hawk. Your aspect of the hawk now also reduces all direct damage taken by 15%.
Pretty hot. That
seems
would be great
good.
For a bunch of encounters like Ultraxion right now. That would be amazing.
Spirit Bond. While your pet is active, you and your pet will regenerate 2% of total health every 5 seconds.
I never liked that talent.
Yeah, I think that's terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, I could be very wrong, but looks like garbage. Fervor. Is this,
this is level 60.
I don't know what I feel about that.
Fervor currently exists as Beast Mastery, so it instantly restores 50 focus to you and your pet, 2-minute cooldown.
Actually, are all these around still, now that I'm looking at them?
Readiness is around.
Around. And Thrill of the Hunt, that one I'm questioning.
I think that's around.
You have a 15% chance when you fire a shot that costs focus to instantly regain 100% of the focus cost of the shot.
Yeah, yes? That existed previously as well in terms of mana, and it gave you like some of your mana back.
Wow, this is terrible. Though.
My bet there, like my thing is readiness. That is a clutch, amazing, fantastic ability, and I miss it when I'm not Marks.
The other two seem so mediocre in general that I don't understand why you pick.
But
I mean, maybe Thrill of the Hunt, but Fervor, I think is terrible. How much focus do you gain over a fight?
Well, over a whole fight?
Yeah, sure.
Like, okay, let's go look at World of Log.
Oh, okay, never mind. I don't care that much. But 50 focus, that'd be like having a rogue and saying like, okay, I'll give you 100 energy, maybe. Or you have 100 focus, don't you?
You have 100 focus. Yeah, we have 100 focus. Okay, so on our 8% Ultraxian wipe... Inner, for example, where's all the focus? Wow. He gained, 2,700 focus?
Yeah, 50 focus is not putting a
every
dent in that
minutes.
Every 2 minutes.
That's pretty poor.
It seems awful. That's going to have some retuning I have a really good feeling about.
Yeah.
Because I think it's awful.
Well, I mean, it exists. Like, these are basically the focus regen things from the current trees.
Except readiness has nothing to do with focus regen.
No, but... Yeah, Marks, it's more of a cooldown thing, but whatever.
Anyway,
all right. 75.
Flash freeze. Your freezing trap no longer has a cooldown, but only one target can be affected at a time.
So, bad trap placement? No problem.
Seems insane. Black ice. Increases the movement speed reduction of your ice trap by an additional 10%, and when you move through your ice trap, you gain 50% movement speed for 4 seconds.
Interesting.
Cool. I like that. That seems enjoyable.
Transmorph trap, 30-second cooldown. Place a nature trap laced with a special toxin that will transmorph the next enemy into a beast.
Great.
Reducing their movement speed by 60% and causing them to be unable to use any of their normal abilities for up to 1 minute. Trap will exist for 1 minute. PvP.
Isn't that a sheep?
Kind of.
Yes.
Except as a sheep, you can't move. It's more like a hex. Because as a hex, so you still move. Yeah, so it's hex for hunters. I still like Flash Freeze and Black Ice, but Transmorph is interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
90.
Glaive Toss. You hurl two glaives in front of you. Where 30 yards, glaives? Dealing 1x damage. It's not 1 times. It says 1x damage to all enemies and reducing their movement speed by 50%. The glaives will return back to you, also dealing damage and snaring targets they hit. If it hits at least 2 enemies in both directions, the cooldown is reset.
So, what? Okay, it's like boomerang what? Time for a hunter. I don't know. I don't like it. Next.
Power shot. Go ahead.
You wind up a powerful shot dealing 1x damage to all targets in front of you within 20 yards width. The damage done is increased on targets further away. 15 to 30 yards away, double damage stun for 1 second. 30 to 50 yards, triple damage stun 2 seconds.
Also, welcome kind of skill lame. Shots from League of Legends.
Is that really what that is?
Yeah, pretty much. Where it's going to go in a direct line, and then the idea is you could miss entirely, or you could hit, which when you hit, it has really good effect because, you know, it's not necessarily easy to hit.
Okay.
So that's like Ashe's ult, for those that know what that means.
Binding shot.
20 focus, 30-yard range, instant. You fire a magical projectile, tethering the enemy and any other enemies within 10 yards to the landing arrow, increasing all damage they receive from you by 15%. If they move 15 yards from the arrow, they are stunned for 10 seconds. 5 in PvP.
Okay. I don't like any of those.
Really?
Really? No.
I like Binding Shot. That's kind of cool.
Meh.
I don't know how. I mean, it increases the damage they take by 15%, and there's no cooldown on that, is there? It's
no.
Just 20 focus.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll... I guess.
It means no kiting if they start close to each other.
It's bosses are probably immune to that, though.
Yeah, but that's when you'd pick up, like, Power Shot for single target.
Alright.
Triple damage.
Alright, moving on to mages.
First tree. Presence 15. Of mind. Still presence of mind. Scorch is Scorch. Ice Flows. Allows the next 2 non-instant mage spells cast within 8 seconds, it's a 1 minute cooldown, to be cast while moving. This spell may be cast while a cast time spell is in progress.
Okay.
Wow. Interesting.
Okay. So, Ice Flows.
Ice Flows. Totally different.
Level 30. Temporal Shield. 3% base mana, 25 second cooldown. Envelops you in a temporal shield for 4 seconds. Damage taken while shielded will be undone over 6 seconds. What? That's kind of cool.
Huh.
Blazing Speed. 25 second cooldown. Suppresses movement slowing effects and increases your movement speed by 150% for 1.5 seconds. May only be activated after taking a melee or spell hit greater than 2% of your total health. The spell may be cast while a cast time spell is in progress. What are they doing?
It sounds like they're making it so that they're not on the GCD, and so that you don't have to have a stop cast thing in there.
Interesting. Then Ice Barrier.
Ice Barrier.
Alright, I would go... I don't even know.
I mean, it's a totally PvP tree. I mean, you know, tier.
Yeah, for PvE, I would probably go for Temporal Shield, just to help out your healers.
Yeah. PvE, you said?
In PvE, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, 45, Ring of Frost is Ring of Frost.
Yes, it is.
Then Ice Ward places an Ice Ward on a friendly target. When an enemy strikes the target, all enemies within 10 yards will become frozen in place for 5 seconds. One charge lasts 30 seconds.
Yep. Next, and the most important, Frost Jaw. 30-yard range, 20-second cooldown, 1.5-second cast. Silences and freezes the target in place for 8 seconds, less half as long player versus player.
Wow.
Insanity.
Yeah, okay, that's really good. Level 60.
Greater Invisibility instantly makes the caster invisible, reducing all threat and moving 2 damage over time effects. While invisible, you are untargetable by enemies. Damage taken is reduced by 90% while invisible and for 3 seconds after coming out of invisibility. It's canceled if you perform any actions, and it replaces invisibility.
I like it.
Cool.
Cauterize.
Is Cauterize. Actually, no.
No.
It's not. It's better Cauterize, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, instead of being guaranteed to kill you unless you ice block or get a heal, it'll over the end
it won't kill you.
It won't kill you. It'll bring you to 10% health if you have no external help.
See, I don't like that.
No, that's.
I was a bigger fan of the previous Cauterize, where you could and would die if you didn't do anything about it. And it's easy to live by popping a couple shields, but still, not a fan.
Cold Snap. When activated, this spell finishes the cooldown of your Ice Block, Frost Nova, and Cone of Cold spell. Instantly restores 20% of your health.
Cool.
I still like Greater Invisibility, but Cold Snap is pretty sweet. Yeah. And Cauterize is interesting, at least. 75.
Arcane Bomb. 2% of base mana instant cast places an Arcane Bomb on the target. Okay, it is...
Living Bomb, but Living Arcane. Bomb,
except each time Arcane Bomb deals damage, an additional 50% of that damage is also dealt to a random target within 10 yards.
Awkward.
Weird. Living Bomb is Living Bomb. Frost Bomb. This is the Bomb tier. Places a Frost Bomb on the target. After 6 seconds, the bomb explodes, dealing 3,000 frost damage. And damage to other targets within 10 yards. All affected targets are slowed by 70% for 2 seconds. Frostbomb's countdown and cooldown are reduced by haste.
Oh, wow. It's 12-second cooldown.
Yeah. Cool.
Ha, cool. Ha. Okay. Level 90. Invocation. Your evocation spell no longer has a cooldown, but you no longer have any base mana regeneration. Completing an evocate. Completing an evocate causes you to deal 20% increased spell damage for 30 seconds. I want that.
Seems pretty awesome. Seems like all you have to do is Arcane Blast all the time.
Yeah.
Rune of Power. Places a Rune of Power on the ground which lasts for 1 minute. While standing in your Rune of Power, your mana regen rate is increased by 100% and your spell power is increased by 15%. Only 2 runes of power can be placed at one time. And this replaces evocation as well.
Encanter Shield, 25-second cooldown, absorbs damage, converting the damage into mana up to a maximum of 30% of your maximum mana. Didn't we already have this? Encanter's no. Absorption, I think it was. Lasts 8 seconds, but when your Encanter Shield is destroyed, you gain 30% increased spell power for 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same.
I still want Invocation.
See, I'm a fan of the Rune of Power, but we'll see.
Alright, that's Mages, and on to Paladins. Oh, God. I have not written a blog post about this yet, so...
Remember, you want to eat this century, so good luck.
All right. Level 15 is the movement speed increase. So you have Speed of Light, which is different now. 3% of base mana, 1 minute cooldown increases your movement speed by 70% for 8 seconds.
Seems great.
Long Arm of the Law, a successful judgment, increases your movement speed by 45% for 3 seconds.
Seems even more insane.
And then Pursuit of Justice, which is different, you gain 10% movement speed at all times, which is good, plus an additional 10% movement speed for each current charge of Holy Power.
Cool.
Kind of neat.
Intriguing.
I would probably still go with Speed of Light.
I like Long Arm of the Law.
Or Pursuit of Justice. I don't know. I don't know. So many choices. Okay, level 30. Fist of Justice.
Fist of Justice.
30-second cooldown, stuns the target for 6 seconds, replaces Hammer of Justice, which is the same, only on a 1 minute cooldown.
Yeah.
Repentance is Repentance.
Yes, it is.
And Burden of Guilt. Your judgment hits fill your target with doubt and remorse, reducing movement speed by 50% for 12 seconds. Hello, we have a snare.
Fist of Justice it is.
Really?
Yeah, that thing's insane.
I guess.
It's a 30-second cooldown, complete stun. Hammer of Justice is infuriating enough as it is. Thank you very much.
I would take Repentance, but that's just me for PvE.
PvE?
For PvE, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine.
45.
Selfless
this is
Healer.
Healing one. Selfless
you're
Healer.
Oh, no, hold on. Your successful judgments reduce the cast time of your next Flash of Light spell by 50%. Per stack, and improves its effectiveness by 50% per stack when used to heal others. Stacks up to 2 times. Who would have guessed?
Eternal Flame. 1 Holy Power consumes all Holy Power to place a protective Holy Flame on a friendly target, which heals them for 2404 per charge of Holy Power every 3 seconds for 30 seconds. It can be active only on 1 target at a time, so that's like a hot.
Sacred Shield is back.
Yay! Is that,
does it exist right now?
It sort of does as a ret talent, but it doesn't really work the same way. This is actually very much like the old Sacred Shield, except that it also now increases the critical chance of your Word of Glory on the target by 30%.
Huh.
So pretty good. I will be taking that. Thank you kindly. Level 60.
Hand like of these. Purity. Go for it.
Places a hand on the friendly target, reducing the damage of harmful periodic effects by 70% for 6 seconds. You can only have one hand per paladin at any time, so 1 minute cooldown. That's handy for PvP, because of all those nasty dots. And it's nice to have another tool in your arsenal, so you've got Hand of Protection and Hand of Purity. Unbreakable Spirit. When your Divine Shield, Divine Protection, or Lay on Hands are on cooldown, spending Holy Power will reduce the remaining cooldown by 1% per Holy Power spent, up to a maximum of 50% reduction. That is interesting. It's going to take you a while to earn all of that Holy Power, even if you can now hold 2 extra Holy Power at any given point in time. Sure. It's still going to take you a while. So I don't know about that. Clemency, 5 minute cooldown. When activated, immediately finishes the cooldown on your Hand of Freedom, Hand of Protection, Hand of Sacrifice, and Hand of Salvation. That's what I'm going for.
Preparation. Readiness. Cold Snap.
Exactly.
Do you have any more?
No.
Clemency. All right.
75.
Holy Avenger. Summoning your Guardian of Ancient Kings also imbues you with the power of a Holy Avenger. Your next 5 abilities that consume Holy Power will not consume Holy Power, and cast as if 3 Holy Power were consumed, last for the duration of Guardian of Ancient Kings.
That's not too bad, considering Guardian only lasts for 5 direct heals or what have you, so...
Right, so seems fine.
Sanctified Wrath, this is the one I'm sort of leaning towards. You gain more frequent access to one of your abilities during Avenging Wrath. For Holy, Holy Shock has no cooldown, if your Prot Judgment has no cooldown, and if your Ret Hammer of Wrath has no cooldown, which is dumb, holy crap.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I will pop my wings and then I will hit Hammer of Wrath for the entire duration.
Seems great.
But yeah. And Joe Ego would like to say that he's going with Holy Avenger, AoE heals with the Angry Man, and I'm like, no, that's why I'm taking Sanctified Wrath. Alright, Divine Purpose. This is sort of... This is a passive way to regain stuff. Abilities that cause Holy Power have a 15% chance.
Cost Holy Power.
Sorry, that cost.
Sorry, that actually does change it.
I'm totally distracted by the smell of my spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
So abilities that cost Holy Power have a 15% chance to cause the Divine Purpose effect. Divine Purpose, your next Holy Power ability will consume no Holy Power and cast as if 3 Holy Power were consumed. That's sort of the, I don't want to hit an extra button, but I still want to benefit from something option.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Level 90. Holy Prism. Sends a beam of light toward a target, turning them into a prism for holy energy. If it's an enemy in the prism, they take holy damage and radiate healing to nearby allies, and if it's an ally in the prism, they're healed and radiate holy damage to enemies.
Yeah, so if you're going to use that as a holy pally, you're going to hit the enemy with it, and then radiate healing to your teammates.
Yeah.
Light's Hammer, 1 minute cooldown. Hurl a light-infused hammer into the ground, where it will blast a 10-yard area with holy magic for 15 seconds. Allies within the area are healed for 6 every 2 seconds, while enemies take 6 holy damage every 2 seconds. To which I say, can't you just make that be consecrate? That's what we want consecration to be forever, but anyway.
Execution Sentence. A hammer slowly falls from the sky, causing increasing holy damage to the designated target for the next 10 seconds, and culminating in a final burst of damage. Or the same thing, but for healing on friendly targets.
And that is the first 5 classes. We will come back with priests, rogues, shaman, warlocks, and warriors next week.
Yay!
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Shoutouts. Still looking for a bumper for shoutouts, by the way.
Yeah, and it could be awesome. But until then, do you have a shoutout?
I do. We have a newly discovered iTunes review last month.
You've been keeping on top of that.
Well, no, it's because it was from the UK store, so I went going through the different stores to see if we had any. Anyways, time consuming. But Raphaelis left us a 5-star review last month, entitled Fun Wow Chat. A lighthearted look at what's current in the World of Warcraft. great banter between Kern and Magic.
Banter? No, I really hate her. That's the difference. It's not banter when it's really how you feel that deep inside.
All right, what about you? Do you have any shout-outs?
My shout-out this week is to Nightwill, who actually stopped by the server to say hi and mention that the add-ons, and thank you for reminding us about add-on control panel, because
yes,
we are dumb and you are smart, and thank you.
Clearly.
Yeah.
All right, on to the tip of the week. Honest to God, we could use extra tips of the week.
Why?
Please do send them to us.
What's
because
wrong
this
one
is lame.
What is it?
Don't buy Kern's fortune cookies on Skywall.
That's
submitted
the best
by
tip I've
Farley.
Heard in months. You want to save money? Stay the hell away from Kern's auctions.
Yes, that's pretty true. We'd love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you may have, email us at podcast@blessingofrost.com. We're still taking bumpers. Need one for hotfix, guild tab, shoutouts, and tip of the week, and send them in to podcast@blessingofrost.com. So let us know what you thought. You can also follow Apotheosis, myself, and Magic on Twitter. Follow @ApotheosisET, @KernMogan, @Magity. Leave
Yay.
Comments and rate us up on iTunes.
iTunes and bumpers. Do all the things. Pictures, comments, questions. I love questions. Questions are great.
Podcast@blessingofrost.com. That will bring us to the end of our 53rd episode and brings me to my dinner. I am Kern.
And I am Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty. Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our buddy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, to Dang Fool for our general chat bumper, to Joe Ego for our Molly bumper, and thanks to you for listening.